After their release, footage shows Peter and Barbie Reynolds on the airport tarmac, Barbie saying, "All is good," as they say in Afghanistan. Then they get on a plane. Qatar, an energy-rich nation on the Arabian Peninsula that mediated talks between the US and the Taliban before the American withdrawal, helped in releasing the Reynoldses. The Reynoldses had lived in Afghanistan for 18 years and run an education and training organization in the country's central province of Bamiyan, choosing to remain in the country after the Taliban seized power. The case of Peter and Barbie Reynolds, aged 80 and 75, underlines the concerns of the West over the actions of the Taliban since they overthrew the country's US-backed government in a 2021 lightning offensive. I'm Charles Diladesma.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.